Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Thank you for this morning. We honor and appreciate you. Thank you so much for the privilege of being about your word again. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you'll cause the next few moments to be for life, for light, and for lift. I pray especially for my dear listener that you'll touch their lives and cause them to become testimonies, cause them to become epistles of this teaching in the name of Jesus. Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Well, good morning. It's an honor to be in your space bringing you God's word. I trust that you rested well. Let's assume you said to me, Pastor, please tell me something you know about life that works. I'll tell you something very quickly. I'll tell you that the word works. If you say, tell me in one line. Tell me in one line something that I can hold on to. I'm in a hurry. I'm rushing off. Hey, tell me something that works. I'll tell you the word of God works. I'll tell you that if you go with the word, you will come back with a testimony. I'll tell you that any situation that does not take the word of God from you, trust the word of God to take that situation from you. Let's read the Bible. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, pardon me, and verse 13. It says, for this reason also, we give thanks always, without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, you embraced it, not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively works. It effectively works in you who believe. The Bible says that we are thankful for you because you are a fortunate man. We are thankful for you because when you received the word of God, which you heard from our mouth, although you heard it from human vessels, you still received it as a divine material. This is one place where we see spiritual intelligence, that you are able to separate the content from the container, knowing that the container may be human, but the content is spiritual. Holy men of God speak, the Bible says, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So it says, this word that you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth. The originality of scriptures is that it is the word of God. The originality says you receive it as it is in truth. This is how it is. This is how it is. He says it is the word of God. And he says the word of God works effectively. I told you, if you ask me to tell you something very quickly, I will tell you how the word works. What is the one answer to every problem? It's in the word of God. The word of God works. The word of God works. But how effective is the working of God's word in the life of a man? It is as effective as the man's perception and the man's conviction. He says, you received it as the word of God. And you continue to believe it. He says it worked effectively in you. The word of God works. Tell me one thing you know that can transform a man's life. I'll say give him the word of God. Change a man's atmosphere. All right? Change a man's atmosphere. Change his school of thought. You will change his life. Put a man in the place where he can hear God's word consistently. I guarantee you that the word of God will bring him out of the woods. Because thy word is a lamp unto my feet and is a light unto my path. God's word will give light to your immediate situation and it will give direction to your future. So I know that God's word will bring you out of the woods. Listen to me. I make this statement. I believe it's a classic. If sin cannot take the word of God from you, God's word will take sin from you. I know you still have problems with things that you have things that you are dealing with. Stay with the word of God. God's word will empty you of those things. If you can be in the word of God, God's word will rid you of the works of the devil. If you can be dipped in the word of God, God's word will wash you clean from the works of the flesh. You stay with the word of God. Why? The word of God works. I trust that bless you. I'm Shegun Lemede. I thought to bring you a word of faith and hope.